The You Bet Breakfast. All sports, all angles, all the news.
Well, the AFL draft is tonight and again tomorrow, Salty. And look, it's a complicated process how the draft works, but no one knows it better than David Noble from the Brisbane Lions. And he's our guest on the program. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, gents. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Yeah, look, it is complicated, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot that seems to go on now in regards to, and look, and even in the last week or two, you know, we've had some rules that have changed in regards to a new time frame between the 1st of December and start of March where, you know, you can, a supplementary period that you can sort of put players on. But, yeah, look, the NGAs, the father-son, the academies, the bidding, trade period. Crikey, guys, it's making me tired just talking about it.
just on this draft, so many changes to the past, but... Yep. The live trades, how do you see that one working tonight?
Look, at the start of the week, I probably would have said I don't think there'll be too many trades because it's relatively new, but we had our second debrief period yesterday, and I think there will be some trades. I'm not sure how many, but I do think there'll be some movement through this initial period where clubs are able to, you know, reposition themselves based on where they think a player that they rate a little bit higher will fall through to. So, yeah, I think there will be some movement. We've certainly discussed that and positioned ourselves through the trade with extra future picks to allow us to, you know, maybe move up or back within that sort of trade or within the draft numbers to either take an advantage of either a player that's positioned or, you know, a player that we think might be further out the back. So, yeah, it'll be interesting for sure.
Now, explain to us, David, that tonight we have round one and then the rest of the selections and the rookie draft is from noon tomorrow. So what happens tonight?
So tonight is, I guess, the industry has moved more to the first round being an event. And so tonight will simply be the completion of round one, however many picks that is. We think it'll be probably 22, maybe 23, based on father-son and academy bidding. But that will be the completion of round one tonight. We'll then come back into Marvel Stadium tomorrow at 12 o'clock to complete the remainder of the primary lists. There's a possibility that some clubs may take a pre-season pick, and then we're the rookies, I think, around about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
You don't enter the draft until pick 18.
No.
Which a lot of people probably wouldn't understand why. They'd say, oh, well, how is that? Why doesn't Brisbane get a pick until pick 18?
Yeah, we got that gun Lockie Neal in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Look, it's an interesting one because now with the live trading, you need to be. We had a run through yesterday at the stadium, and it was good for the AFL to sort of get a few bugs out of the system. But you need to be in it the whole time now. Like in the past, once you had your picks and you went into this drafting stage, there wasn't any manoeuvrability that you had. Whereas now, you know, if we wanted to try to bid for a higher pick with some of our second round picks, then you know, you've now got that option. So that's where there could be some movement within, you know, even the first round of clubs trying to get a little bit higher or maybe even thinking, look, we think we can get some players further out within the draft and maybe trading out a pick to get picks sort of further back. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. But, yeah, we're at pick 18 based on the fact of what we did through the trade period.
Yeah. Dave, I'm interested when you said the AFL had a run through it yesterday, just a bit of a trial run. How do you participate in that without giving away too much and showing your hand?
So what happens is, good question, they do a brief beforehand and then they'll set some scenarios. So they'll have a mock-up order of clubs' picks, not necessarily the order that will go through tonight. And then they just simply have a number of dummy selections. So they gave us a script yesterday that we worked off. And then We spent a couple of hours yesterday just going through, you know, things like matching bids and because this year's first round is a little bit different as well as the live trading. We've actually got 5 minutes to make your selection. So within that time frame, you might want to ring a club to try to do a trade or someone might ring you. So, yeah, it's a little bit different, but we had some scenarios that we ran through yesterday, so that's how they did it.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to spend the day watching Kevin Costner movie, Draft Day, just to get some tips?
No, I watched it on the plane on the way home yesterday.
David, just on what are you looking for, aside from someone who can obviously play the game, but what are you looking for with your draftees?
Look, we're still executing probably a strategy from a couple of years ago where we felt we just needed to continue to build out the midfield. We've done that with Lyons coming in. You know, additionally, it was a great pick from Dom Ambrogio after the trade period. Lockie Neal coming in. We know we've done that the last couple of years at the draft with Starcevic, Bailey, Rayner, McGluggage, Berry. Matho is there as well. So yep. we still feel we need to add, some versatility into that midfield first and foremost. And then after that, you know, we'll depend on who's available sort of through our second round picks at, you know, sort of 35. And then we've got, you know, pick later at 56 and 78. So, yeah, but initially, guys, I think we're looking to continue to build the midfield.
Yeah, in then how well can you through the championships and also the various camps and the like? How well can you get to know those who you are targeting from a football point of view as a person?
Pretty well. The AFL program have a number of camps that they run. You know, an elite group of players through each year. So our guys are able to get there, interview those guys at that particular point in time. We then do home visits. We interview them at the draft combine. Should we feel the need, we'll then go back after the combine to interview the guys. So you could comfortably say that the guys that we select tonight, we've at least spoken to face-to-face, probably three major interviews, and then, you know, some of the other incidental times that you might bump into them, meet their parents, see their home environments, and then there's probably been hours of review, live viewing games, game reviews, you know, in the back office, and a lot of hours in discussion around, you know, the type of person and the type of footballer they are to bring them into the club.
David, in any sport where there is a draft, there's always great interest in who is the number one draft pick. Doesn't mean, of course, that that particular person is going to be the best, but always great interest in who is number one. Who do you expect to be number one?
Walsh.
Sam Walsh.
I think Sam's been the standout. It's very similar for us last year with Cam. He was a standout player. And so, I would expect Sam to be read out as the number one pick.
It looks as though, at face value anyway, that it is going to be a very deep draft as far as top quality is concerned.
Yeah, certainly there's generally a point, I think, guys, in where the draft sort of distinguishes itself, particularly in sort of the first round. So I think the guys are sort of saying, look, there's probably up to 10 of that, you know, really high quality. And then probably from there on, you know, for sort of the next 20-odd, 30-odd picks, you know, it's relatively even. So I think you're right. I think the depth of what they're saying is that it's pretty even after those sort of initial, grouping of players. So, yeah, someone might value a player, you know, within their order at 15 and get them at 25, and someone might value someone at 12 or 15 or 16 and get them at, you know, 35. So that's sort of how it works out.
I know it's probably the wrong day to ask, considering it is draft day, but just looking at the draft overall, David, have we got it right? I've always been of the opinion that the difference between, say, a draft here is that we're drafting 17, 18-year-olds, whereas, say, American football, for instance, you're drafting them out of college when they're 21 to 24 years of age, a bit more advanced. But this is the system we've got. Is it perfect?
No, it's not, and it's certainly not an equal draft. You know, it's compromised, you know, right across the board from, NGA to academies, to non-football states like ourselves versus a Victorian or an Adelaide state. So it's an annual debate. I am of the opinion that I think there is and should be, discussion around the draft age. The life skills that I think players bring in when you bring them in from a VFL or a NEFL competition that are a little bit older and have had to, work a bit harder, in building their own life outside of football. When they tend to come in, they have a more rounded set of life skills, which I think really helps them achieve the right balance within the environment. So, yeah, it's certainly something that the more you're in it, there's certainly a difference in the life skills from a young 18-year-old coming out of a junior program into a man's program, and just the life skills I think that they bring with them.
Dave, you would have run your eye very closely over the Queensland talent. How do you expect the Queenslanders to go in the draft?
Yeah, look, I think there'll be maybe three, possibly four of the guys that came through the academy. So, it'll be interesting to sort of see. There's been some interest and varied, from in the primary listings to maybe a couple of players at the back end of the rookie. So, I think the development of the Queensland Academy program continues to sort of impress, and we could be up to sort of another four or five, Queenslanders, scattered throughout the competition.
Frank has sent through a question on the SMS for us. Dave, he says, may I ask a question about the draft? Have you ever not drafted a young gun player because of his personality? Don't have to name names.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big consideration. And I think at times, there's an old saying, sometimes it's about the ones you don't draft. I think in regards to Frank's answer, if you've done enough detail and research in regards to, the individual, some it doesn't necessarily, your club may suit, or you don't have the resources that necessarily will be able to, deal with an individual's issue. So, it certainly is not just about the talent. That's a really good question.
Has it been then you followed that player and then that player may not have gone on or had a few issues, whether getting into trouble or hadn't fitted in and gone, we were right? Or have you been proved wrong, conversely?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think all you can do at the time is make sure you've got enough information to mitigate the risk, that you're going to take. And if you're prepared to take the risk and you understand, the reasons behind taking that risk and, everyone's on board and, there's no sort of hidden issues that tend to pop up, well, then you take on that risk accordingly.
Well, it's a very busy time. There has to be, as you can appreciate from what you've heard from David, there has to be just so much work and so much preparation put into it, and it all comes to fruition tonight for round one and then again tomorrow. Mate, thanks for being with us this morning, explaining exactly how it works. It is complicated, but we wish you and everyone at the Lions the best of luck with the draft over the next 2 days.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We had a really good trade period. Dom Ambrogio led that well. It's Steve Canole's, night tonight. And the other thing I'd say is to all our members out there, get on board. We're uncaged. And ring in and get your membership going.
Good idea.
Well, that website, by the way, is membership.lions.com.au. I like that hashtag as well, too, uncaged.
Our membership and comms team and marketing team have done a great job with that hashtag. It's been a brilliant job.
Yeah. Good on you.
Outstanding. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that the one from the movie? Yeah. Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. See you, mate. There he is, David Noble from the Brisbane Lions.